You're listening to ABC Radio National, on air, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
A giant of STEM and a visionary who leaves behind an unfathomable loss. That's how Professor Emma Johnston is being remembered after her death at the age of 52. Emma Johnston had a distinguished career in marine ecology, which saw her made an Officer of the Order of Australia in 2018. And in February this year, she was appointed Vice-Chancellor of the University of Melbourne, the first woman in that role in the institution's history. A world-renowned researcher, Professor Johnston was also a fierce advocate for more diversity in the sciences.
It's so important to have females being recognised for their achievements in marine science, but being put up there as role models for the next generation of scientists. If a young girl came to me and said, I'm thinking about a career in science, I would say, go for it. It's so rewarding, it's so much fun. You will never, ever get bored.
Kylie Walker is a family friend and a former colleague of Emma Johnston's. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Lisa.
Barbara, tell me, how did you come to know Emma Johnston and what did you notice about her?
Sorry, Barbara. Nice. Emma and I became friends, it would have been about 15 years ago now, when she was an emerging leader as a young career, an early career researcher, and she was chosen to attend the international meeting of the Nobel laureates in Lindau in Germany, one of a handful of Australians who was chosen to go to that. And she was asked to give the after-dinner speech there, and she spoke there about, actually lovely to hear the introduction that you've given in her words, because she spoke there about the importance of diversity in the problem-solving and the knowledge-building workforce. I immediately knew when I met Emma that she was someone very special. She was incredibly clever, obviously, but she also had immense energy and an immense heart. And I think bringing those three qualities together as a real leader for our sector has been a hallmark of her career.
And you worked together at Science and Technology Australia, and I understand you made a demand before taking up that position. Tell us about that.
I did. She was the vice president, actually, when I was recruited there as the chief executive. And I spoke to her before I agreed to the interview. I said, Emma, I'm only going to take this job if you promise to become the president. And she said, well, I'm not sure I've got, you know, it's a pretty big volunteer role. It takes a lot of time and energy. And, you know, her kids were at school and she was also just about to step in as Dean of Science at the University of New South Wales. So she had a lot going on. I said, come on, let's do it. We'll have some fun. We'll make some change together and we'll have a ball. So she agreed and it was an absolute pleasure and it was a real delight to work with her.
Tell me about the work you did together.
STA is the peak body for associations and societies in science and technology and represents more than 100,000 people working in that field across Australia. And so we were really focused on a few things. One was supporting the sector itself to become more diverse, and we worked together to establish the Superstars of STEM program, and that supports women and non-binary scientists from a real diversity of backgrounds to become public role models in the hopes that young people everywhere are able to see a little of themselves in one or more of those role models and be inspired to pursue a career in science or technology. She was also an incredible advocate for the structures and the systems and the investments that are required for us to continue to build new knowledge and apply it in the world. And I think that was a real defining feature for Emma. She was not only passionate about finding solutions and finding new knowledge as a scientist, that's kind of the endless quest, but she also had a really acute sense of the importance of applying that knowledge and of communicating it to the world so that it can be put to use for purpose. And as a marine ecologist, she was deeply passionate about environmental resilience in particular.
And she's credited with doing superlative work around Sydney Harbour, the Great Barrier Reef and Antarctica. How would you sum up that work?
Oh my goodness, that's a little bit hard to do very quickly. But Emma was a passionate and lifelong diver. The marine environment was her world, and she knew it and loved it and fought for it and advocated for other people to know, love and fight for it as well. She wasn't just about understanding how the natural ecology of those ecosystems worked, but also really importantly on understanding the short and long-term effects of environmental destruction and pollution and global warming on those ecosystems. And, you know, for example, after some of the big and recent bushfire events in Australia's history, she acted very swiftly to analyse the effects on the near coastal environment of the runoff from the bushfires and the toxicities that might be putting into that environment for those delicate ecosystems. Through her work with the Sydney Harbour, she also catalysed a global working harbours project where there was an effort to both intensify the research efforts but also understand the impacts and protect the delicate ecosystems that are still thriving in working harbours all around the world. And just recently, I know that I heard a story yesterday, and gosh, the tributes have been flowing so thick and fast over the last 24 hours. It's overwhelming and quite beautiful to see how many people were touched and supported and whose careers were catalysed by Emma's work. But
yeah, I read she supervised some incredible number of PhDs.
Yeah, I think it was 33 PhDs, wow. But also mentored so many other researchers and helped establish so many programs as well. And one of the tributes I heard yesterday was from a researcher on their way to Antarctica to go diving on a program that Emma established in the last 18 months. And I know that was a very special place for her too.
And on a personal note, how will you remember her?
Oh, she was my brilliant friend. She was my my career sounding board, and she was just such an inspiration. She was hugely energetic, hugely hopeful. She absolutely loved the beauty of the natural world. And if you have a look at her her presence on social media and Instagram in particular, she shared almost every day a photo of her beautiful coastal landscapes that she loved so much. Really was able to inspire people to feel more connected to nature and feel motivated to protect it. But I'll remember her as someone who, even in her last weeks, had so much hope for humanity, for science, and for our capacity to make this world a resilient and beautiful place to live in for decades and centuries to come.
That's a beautiful tribute. Thank you for sharing it with us, Kylie Walker.
Thank you, Barbara.